Statistics indicate that for every 10 college freshmen who grew up in church,
在统计上面来说，每个十个在教会中长大的青少年。
Two of them come with plans for dropping out of church, and they do.
有两个他们在一上大学就决定不要参加教会。
Five come with plans to stay in church, but they don't.
有五个他们决定要留在教会里面，可是他们后来却没有。
And only three of them actually stay in church during their college years.
只有三个青少年在最后能够留在教会里面。
In other words, if you are a typical college freshman, you only have a 30% chance of remaining faithful to God and surviving college with your faith intact.
也就是说，如果今天你是大一的新生，你今天在教会里面，你就有30%的机会，你会在仍然留在教会里面。
But just to survive college with your faith intact seems to be a very pitifully low expectation for yourself.
但只在大学里面让你的信心能够盘旋下来，像是一个很不好的一个期待。
It'd be like the high school class valedictorian going to Cornell University with the hope of only having passing their classes with 70% because she wants to spend most of her time playing video games.
好像你是高中第一名的毕业，但你来到大学的时候，你只希望只是很普通的能够通过你所有的课程，因为你希望能够花大部分的时间来打电动玩具。
We would say that she failed in college because she set her expectations too low.
就我们可以说她一开始就已经失败了，因为她把她的期望放得太低。
Instead of thriving, she settled for surviving.
她没有要在大学里面成功，而只是要希望能够生存下来。
It's important to make the most of your academic opportunities while you're in college. How much more important is to make the most of your spiritual opportunities while you're in college?
在你大学的时候，你不只需要在学业上能够有很好的学习，那在你的信仰上面，在你的信心上面，应该要怎么样的成长呢？
As Jesus once said, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?
就像耶稣所说的，人若赚得了全世界，却丧了自己，赔上了自己，有什么益处呢？
To put it another way, what does it profit a student to excel in academics but fail in your spiritual life?
换句今天的话语，就是如果你在大学里面只有好的学习成绩，却在你的信仰上失败，有什么益处呢？
There's a gold mine of opportunities to here in Ithaca during your college, to grow spiritually during your college life.
在伊塔卡这个地方，在你念大学的时候，你要有许许多的机会能够在你属灵生命上面成长。
We're blessed with a plethora of high quality campus ministries and churches in this town.
在我们城市里面有许许多多的好的教会与团体。
College students have opportunities to go to conferences.
大学生有很多机会能够参加各种的会议。
To be trained in evangelism.
在宣教上面能够受训练。
Serve in ministries.
能够在各种事工上参与。
And to participate in mission trips.
也能够实际的参与一些宣教的团队。
If you took advantage of all of these opportunities, in 4 years, you would be much more spiritually mature and much more like Jesus Christ.
如果你能够利用这些机会，在4年里面，你可以能够在属灵上成熟，能够更像主耶稣。
And as Jesus once said, to whom much is given, much is expected.
像耶稣所说的，多给谁，就向谁多要。
In other words, Jesus doesn't just expect you to survive your college life.
也就是说，耶稣并不只是期待你在大学里面能够只是生存下来。
He expects you to thrive in your college life. So how can you make the most of your college years? How can you thrive spiritually while you are here in college? I believe that Jesus has the answer. And that answer can be found in Mark chapter 4. In this chapter, Jesus uses a parable about a farmer sowing seeds in different types of soils. It's used to illustrate what keeps a person from thriving in their spiritually, and what causes a person to thrive spiritually.
在这一章里面，耶稣用一个农夫撒种的比喻，他种撒在不同的土地上面，来告诉我们人怎样能够在属灵上面能够长大成熟。
And by taking a look at this passage, we can discover how each one of us can thrive spiritually and be fruitful in our spiritual lives.
我们看这个经文，让我们知道我们怎样在大学里面能够在我们的属灵上长大成熟。
And though the focus of my sermon today will be towards the college freshmen and college students in general, actually this passage has principles that can apply to us no matter what stage in life we're in.
虽然我今天讲到主要的对象是在大学生或是刚进学校的大学生，但我想有许多属灵的原则对每一位基督徒都适用。
And so if you're not in college, I would ask you to do three things.
所以如果你不在念大学的话，我要求做三件事情。
First, pray for our college students that they would thrive in their college life.
第一，为我们的大学生来祷告，使他们在属灵上能够长大成熟。
Secondly, do what you can do to help them thrive spiritually in their college lives.
也帮助这些大学生能够在他们属灵上长大成熟。
And third, set the example by showing them how to thrive by applying these principles to your life.
再是用让你自己做见证，让他们能够看见怎么样在属灵里面长大成熟。
So let's take a look at Mark chapter 4 to find out how a student can thrive spiritually while he is in college.
我们来看看马可福音第四章里面如何形容我们在大学里面可以来在属灵上长大成熟。
So this passage begins with a story about a farmer planting seeds in four different types of soil.
这里一章开始，耶稣讲一个比喻，是农夫撒在四种不同的土地上面。
Let's pick up Jesus' story in verse 3.
我们来从第三节开始。
Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seeds. As he was scattering the seeds, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seeds fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seeds fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times.
有落在土前，石头地上的土地不深，发苗最快，木头出来一晒，就因为没有根，就枯干了；有落在土地里的，荆棘长起来，把它挤住了，就不结实；有落在陶土里的，就发生长大，结实有30倍的，有60倍的，100倍的。In
verses 15 through 20, Jesus explains the symbolism behind the story.
在15到20节里面，耶稣解明这个比喻的各种表象。
Says that the seed symbolizes God's word, the Bible.
他说这个种子就是神的道。
And he says that each type of soil symbolizes a different group of people who respond to the teaching of God's word.
每一种不同的土地代表一种，每一种他们对神的道有不同反应的人。
The first three groups don't even manage to survive spiritually.
前三种他们甚至在属灵上没有存活下来。
They never really produced any results. However, the fourth group not only survives spiritually, but they actually thrive spiritually.
第四种，他们不只是在属灵上面存活下来，而且在主里面发旺生长。
And if we want to thrive spiritually, we not only can learn from the fourth group, from their positive example, we can also learn from the negative examples of the first three groups.
所以我们希望在属灵上面长大成熟，我们能够不只在这个好的这个例子上面来学习，我们也能够在这个前三种的不好的事情里面来学习。
In other words, each group gives us a valuable lesson on how we can thrive spiritually in college and beyond.
也就是说，我们在每一种这个阶土地的比喻里面，我们都可以来学习怎么样在我们的灵命上长大成熟。
We can learn the first lesson from the first group in verse 15 where Jesus says, some people are like seed along the path. Where the word is sown, as soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them.
我们先来学第一个功课是在第十五节，你写到说那撒在路旁的，就是人听了道，撒在立刻来，把撒在他心里的道出去了。
First group doesn't even show a glimmer of hope that they will ever thrive spiritually.
第一组人他第一种人他们一点希望都没有，他一开始就没有能够在属灵里面能够生活。
It's because their hearts have grown so hard.That even when the word was communicated to this group of people, they showed absolutely no receptivity to it.
在因为他们心是如此的硬，所以当神的道传给他们的时候，他们没有一点能够接受的的能力。
It's like the 2 out of 10 college freshmen who grew up in church, but are determined not to go to church.Once they go off to college.
就好像我们刚才前面所提到，那些本来在教会长大的小孩，他们一进大学的时候就决定不要再参加教会。
Perhaps you're one of those hard-hearted freshmen here today.
也许你是其中这样的大一的新生。
The only reason why you are here is because your parents want you to be here.
你唯一来到这里的原因是因为你的爸妈要求你这样来。
We see it every year.
每一年我们都看到这样的情形。
Some students only come to a worship service when their parents are in town.
有些学生只有跟他们父母来的时候才来参加主日崇拜。
But you never see them throughout the rest of the year.
在其他的时间都看不到他们。
And it's not like they're involved in some other church.
也并不是他们参加其他的教会。
Perhaps they feel too sophisticated for their parents' antiquated religion.
他们觉得这个父母的信仰是太老旧了。
Perhaps they feel like Christianity would stifle their fun.
或者他们觉得这个基督的信仰会使他们在大学里面享乐至死。
Perhaps they feel like they don't want to waste their time going to a worship service when they could stay home and study some more for in their academics.
也许他们认为在读书外的时间，他们可以留在家里面多读书一点。
But whatever the reason.Their hearts have grown so hard, like asphalt pavement.
但他们的心硬，就像那个路旁的柏油地一样。
And as a result, they never hear the Lord speak to them.
所以他们从来没有听见神对他们的心里说话。
And thinking themselves to be wise, Satan plays them for a fool.
是在他们认为自己是聪明的，但撒旦却把他们像一个愚顽人一样的玩弄。
By snatching the word of the Lord from their hearts.
将神的道从他们心里夺去。
So, the lesson we can learn from the hard soil is do not let density deafen you.
所以我们在这边可以学到的功课是要让这些很大的密度让你听不见。
College is a great time to explore.
大学里面是有很多的机会让你去探索。
Even many secular historians would agree that Jesus is the most influential person in all of history.
有许多不是基督徒的历史学家，他们也会承认耶稣是在人类历史中最有影响力的人。
And if that's true, doesn't it make sense to at least explore his life and his teachings?
如果是这样，我们不是应该去来知道他的生活跟他的教导吗？
Doesn't it make sense to decide for yourself whether Jesus truly was God in the flesh?
是不是这些人，我们去能够认知耶稣是否是真实的道成肉身，是很合理的吗？
Doesn't it make sense to experiment whether living by his teachings produces drudgery or whether it produces joy?
也就是让我们能够来用我们的生活去验证他的教导是使我们的生活变得枯燥，还是有更多的喜乐。
So I encourage you to explore for yourself.
所以我鼓励你能够来探索这样的真理。
Don't just take a religious class at your university taught by a professor with an anti-supernatural bias.
不要只在大学里面修一个课，其中的教授是他有一个对于没有任何可能有超自然现象的偏见。
Instead, regularly attend a worship service where the pastor truly believes that Jesus is who he claimed to be.
而是你应该参加一个教会其中的牧师用他全部的生命相信耶稣是那真耶稣是真理。
That way you can decide for yourself whether what he is saying actually makes sense.
于是你可以决定跟牧师所说的是否有道理。
And beyond that, I encourage you to study the Bible for yourself.
除此之外，我也鼓励你能够来自己阅读圣经。
Read books to get the scholarly perspective from Christian authors.
能够读一些属灵的书籍，能够从那些的学者他们的发现来认识。
If you like, I could give you a bibliography of books that I'd recommend.
我能够给你一些属灵的书籍。
And get involved in a student group where the students are sincerely trying to live out the teachings of Jesus.
参加基督徒的团契，在其中的成员，他们真实的愿意活出一个基督徒的生活。
That way you can decide for yourself whether his teachings really work.
所以你可以来自己做的决定，耶稣的教导是否真实的有用。
We can learn the second lesson from the second group in verses 16 and 17, where Jesus says, Others, like seeds sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When troubles or persecution comes because of the word of God, they quickly fall away.
我们来看第二种，在第十六、第十七节里面记载到，那撒在石头地上的，就是人听了道，立刻欢喜领受，但他心里没有根，不过是暂时的，只是为道遭了患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
Initially, the second group looks like it's going to thrive.
一开始的时候看起来，这第二种人他们要成长。
Perhaps they grew up in a Christian home where they were sheltered from the harsh realities of this world.
也许他们在一个基督徒家庭里面长大，他们没有看到这世界的一些真实的现象。
They were active in their youth groups, and perhaps every year they went to a retreat and experienced a spiritual high.
他们在教会参加青少年团契，每一年去退休会，他们能够经历一个属灵的高峰。
But their faith is not deeply rooted.
但他们的信心却没有根。
The roots never make the journey from the head into the heart.
这个信心没有从他们的头脑里面到他们的心里。
So they go off to college, and at first they get involved in a local church and a campus ministry.
所以他们到了大学以后，一开始参加一些当地的教会与团契。
But then trouble comes.
但是后来困难来了。
When they were in high school, they were the smartest kid in class.
当他们在高中的时候，他们是全班最聪明的学生。
But now that they are in a prestigious university, they are actually below average.
但他们在到了大学后，发现他们在水准以下。
They are no longer getting straight A's.
他们不再得到全部都是 A。
Instead, they are getting B's and C's, and wondering why God is letting them down.
他们拿了很多 B 跟 C， 所以他们就来问神说，为什么让他们变成这个样子
？And then persecution comes.
然后逼迫也来了。
Their roommates make fun of them because they're not partying and because they're virgins.
他们的室友来嘲笑他们说，你们是你们并不去参加各种的宴会，也是是人家是不良的徒弟。
Instead of pursuing wholesome fun with their Christian acquaintances, they began to compromise with their worldly friends.
所以他们不是跟你的基督徒朋友有一些开心的时间，而是去对他们在属世的朋友有很多妥协。
Or they take a religious class at the university.
他们也许修了一门有关宗教的课程。
The professor scoffs at conservative Christians who make exclusive claims about their salvation.
在他们那些教授告诉那些说基督徒只不过是又天真又顽固，对他们救恩只是很有一些天真顽固的想法。
The professor seems to be giving a scholarly perspective.
教授好像给一个学者的态度。
And their pastor seems to be giving the naive, bigoted perspective.
牧师只是给了一个很顽固的看法。
And when the doubts begin, they don't even consider searching for answers from conservative Christians who have scholarly reasons for their beliefs.
他们开始怀疑以后，他们不是从一些保守基督徒的看法去做的。其实保守基督徒他们有很多学者方面的态度来支持他们的信仰。
And so they quickly fall back.
所以他们很快就跌倒了。
So the lesson we can learn from the seeds that fall on rocky soil is.Don't let difficulties discourage you.
So, 我们在学到的功课是不要让困难能够来使你沮丧。
It's normal to have crises of faith while you're in college.
在大学里面碰到这些危机，信心上的危机是很正常的事情。
These crises can be either experiential or intellectual.
这些危机可能是经验上的，也可能是认知上面的。
But what God has shown you in the light, do not doubt.In the darkness.
但是在光中所显示你的，不要在黑暗中怀疑。
Instead of going deeper into the dark, go closer to the light.
不要再往黑暗中前进，要来就近光。
Commit to experience wholesome fun with Christian friends.
让你能够去让自己去跟那些基督徒朋友有一些完整的开心的事情。
They are the ones who want what's best for you.
他们是那些真心希望你好的人。
Whereas the worldly friends who mock you do not want the best for you.
但那些在世上嘲笑你的人并不希望你能够有多好。
Make it a goal not to compromise your principles.
你能够让你不对这个世界妥协成为你的目标之一。
Keep yourself sexually pure.
让你在性上的事情能够纯洁。
Never get drunk.
不要醉酒。
And when you struggle with doubts, don't assume that the scholarly view is the secular view.
在你怀疑的时候，不要认为说基督徒的看法只是让你迷惑。
The case may actually be that the secularists have a closed-minded, anti-supernatural bias.
很可能是那些不信主的不是基督徒的教授们，他们有一个认为说从来没有超自然的事情可以发生。
But those with open minds will find the evidence actually points to a conservative Christian perspective.
那些在认知上面能够有开放的，他们能够实在是可能是说他们可能是说认得这基督徒他们的信仰是真实的。
So seek guidance from Christian peers and leaders who may have expertise.In dealing with the doubts that you're struggling with.
所以在你碰到困难跟疑惑的时候，能够找那些基督徒的朋友来跟你一起寻求。
We can learn the third lesson from the third group in verses 18 and 19, where Jesus says, "Still others, like seeds sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desire for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful."
第三种人写了第十八、第十九节，里面说到说。道所撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑和别样的私欲进来，把道挤住了，就不能结实。
This group also shows some evidence that they could survive and thrive spiritually.
这种的人在一开始的时候，看起来他们能够在属灵上面能够长大。
These are the students who show up at church at the beginning of the semester.
这些是在学习一开始的时候在教会出现的新生们。
But then the homework begins to pile up.
但开始就有越来越多的作业。
They worry that if they don't stay home to study, that they won't get good grades.
开始忧虑如果他们在家没有好好用更多的时间念书，他们不会得到好的成绩。
And if they don't get good grades, they won't get a good job.
他们没有好的成绩就不会有好的工作。
And if they don't get a good job, they won't get wealthy.
如果他们没有得到好的工作，以后就不会有钱。
And when it comes right down to it, they would prefer riches in earth rather than riches in heaven.
于是到最后，他们认为在世上的钱财比他天上的财宝更为重要。
They forget the wisdom behind the Lord's question when he asks, "What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?"
他们对耶稣的话产生怀疑。当耶稣说人若赚得全世界却丧了自己，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？
And so they are duped by the deceitfulness of riches.
所以他们被世上的钱财所迷惑了。
And so the lesson that we can learn from the seed that falls on thorny soil is, don't let your desires deceive you.
所以在这个落在荆棘的这个 例子告诉我们说，不要让我们的这些欲望来欺骗我们。
If the devil can't make you bad, he'll make you busy.
如果撒旦不能够让你坏，他会让你忙碌。
But keep you busy pursuing good things and thus get distracted from the best things.
他让你能够忙碌的在追寻一些好的东西，以及你没有来看见有最好的东西能够去跟你追求。
Remember that anything that is more important to you than God is an idol.
你要记得比任何比神重要的事情都是一个偶像。
This idol could be good grades, good clothes, or even good people.
一个好的成绩，好的社团，甚至好人都可能成为一个偶像。
So prioritize your spiritual life over your academic life.
所以你要在你的属灵的生活里面安排你在大学的时间。
Make it a goal to pursue perfect attendance in worship services, even during finals weekend.
让你能够在你是期末考的时候，你也能够固定参加教会，能够成为你的目标之一。
And develop a habit of reading the Bible and praying every day.
能够来每天的来养成一个习惯来读经祷告。
We can learn the fourth lesson from the fourth group in verse 15, where Jesus says, "Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown."
啊，就好像在耶稣在第二十节里面所描述的这种人。那他在好几个，就是人听到又领受，并且结识有三十倍的，有六十倍的，有一百倍的。
These students come from various backgrounds.
这些学生们从各种不同的背景而来。
Some were church babies.
有些是从小在教会长大。
Others came to college as pagans.
有些他们是从来没有听过福音。
Some of them are very gifted and are already leaders.
有些很有天分，而且已经有做过很多领导工作的学生们。
Others struggle with social graces and are introverted.
也有许多是很内向，是很没有社会经验的人。
But the one thing that they have in common is that they are teachable.
但他们有一个共同的事情，就是他们是可以教导的。
They seek out truth, and when they find it, they eagerly accept it and they apply it to their own hearts.
他们寻找真理，当他们找到的时候，他们接受并且能够来在他的心里面有实际的应用。
As a result, they have very fruitful lives.
所以他们能够有一个非常丰盛的生命。
They enjoy God thoroughly, and they make a huge impact on those who are around them.
他们能够完全的享受神的爱，也能够对他们周遭的人有一个很大的影响。
They don't just survive, they thrive.
他们不只是生存下来，而且他们在属灵里面长大成圣。
So the lesson we can learn from the seed that falls on good soil is don't let facility develop, well, actually let facility develop you.
像我们在第四种人里面所在学在落在好土里面的是让我们能够让温顺能够让我们来有更多的发展。
In other words, have a teachable heart.
也就是我们有一个可以教导的心。
Hunger for the word.
我们能够对神的话语有个渴望。
Find a mentor.
找到一个你的属灵的同伴。
For example, I would be glad to be your mentor or recommend somebody else to be your mentor.
我很希望能够成为你属灵上的教导，也可以给你一些建议，谁合适作为你属灵的教导。
Ask a lot of good questions.
问很多好的问题。
Read good Christian books.
读很好的属灵书籍。
And listen to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit.
在你注意听你心圣灵在你心里那微小的声音。
For those of you who are college freshmen, I'd like for you to imagine that it's May 25, 2014.
对于大一新生，我希望你现在能够想说，现在是2014年5月25号。
You just graduated from college, and you're looking back on your last 4 years.
你刚刚从大学毕业，你回头看你在大学自己的生活。
Will you look back and say, "Man, I made the most of my time when I was in college"?
你回头看的时候，你会觉得说，我在这四年里面得到我最多所想要的事情吗？
Will you look back and say, "Man, I wasted myself"?
还是你回头一看，发现你浪费了你四年的时间？
Will you look back with joy?
你回头看是充满了喜乐。
Or will you look back with regret?
还是有许多的悔恨。
On May 25, 2014, it'll be too late to make any changes.
2014年5月25号那个时候已经太晚做任何的改变。
But on August 22, 2010, you can make changes.
在2010年的8月22号你可以做改变。
So what will you do?
所以你要做什么呢？
On the screen, there are lists of things that you can consider doing. Particularly if you're a college freshman, in the fly leaf of your Bible, write down May 25, 2014, and then write down any goals that you want to accomplish now and between now and then, whether they're on this list or whether there's some other that you think of yourself.
如果你是大一的新生，在你的圣经的空白的地方，你能够写下从现在到2014年5月25号你所希望完成的事情。
And then on May 25, 2014, go back, take a look at that flyleaf, and see how well you accomplished your goals.
所以在2014年5月25号，你能够再重新看看你所写下来的有多少是完成的。
Right now, I'd like to ask all the freshmen in college to stand up.
我希望邀请大一的新生能够站起来。
I believe that God sent you to Ithaca to be missionaries to our town.
我相信神是让你到我们的小城里面成为一个宣教士。
And to our campus.
到我们校园里面成为一个宣教士。
And so right now, I'd like to pray for you.
所以我现在愿意来为你祷告。
Father in heaven, I thank you for these freshmen that are with us here today.
我们在天上的父，我们为这些大一的新生来向你祷告。
We can already see that though they have very busy schedules, they carved out time to be here to worship you.
我们看到虽然他们在很忙碌的时间里面，他们仍然能够找出时间来敬拜你。
And they show good promise.
他们能够在里面有一个好的心。
Lord, we pray that not only would they survive their college life, but that they would thrive during their college life.
我们为他们祷告，他们不只是能够在大学里面生存下来，而是他们能够在树林上长大成熟。
Lord, we pray that their hearts would be tender.
我们为他们有个柔软的心来向你祷告。
So that the seeds of your word can sink deep.Into their soil, make root.
所以神的道在种子能够在他们心里面能够结实发长结实。
Even if they came here planning on not going to the church, Lord, we pray that they would change their mind.
如果他们心里面是决定不要再参加教会，你实在来改变他们的心。
Lord, we do not know what type of troubles or persecution.They will experience while they're here in college.
我不知道他们前面有怎么样的挑战跟逼迫。
But we pray that when these difficult times come, that they would draw closer to you rather than draw farther away from you.
当为他们祷告，当困难来的时候，他们能够更亲近你，而不是远离你。
May they grow because of the difficulties.
因为他们的困难的环境，他们能够更多的成长。
Lord, we pray that.Their love for you would be greater than any other loves.
他们对你的爱能够超越其他的事情。
May they see the opportunities here as gifts from you.
他们能够看到这边许多你所为他们安排的机会。
Rather than looking at these opportunities as something that they are entitled to, thus make idols out of these opportunities and.That they love themselves more than they love you.
所以他们看到这些机会，不是以为是他们所当得的，而是把他们当作偶像，以及他们爱你的心就没有把这些事情爱这些事情比爱你更多。
May their souls be good soil.
让他们的心能够成为好土。
May they produce 30, 60, or even 100 times.Beyond what the seeds were planted in their hearts.
然后能够结实30倍、60倍、甚至100倍。
May they truly be missionaries to their campus and to this town.
让他们能够在这个校园跟这个城市里面成为一个好的宣教士。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
好，感谢爱的牧师美好的信息。
We thank Pastor Paul for his wonderful message.
我想刚才牧师信息不只是对我们大学的这些本科生是适用的。
I think this message does not only apply to the freshman in college.
我们当中可能还有很多是来这边做研究工作的，或者是做博士后的。
Many of us may come for a postdoc.
像对你们也同样的有帮助。
I hope this will be helpful to you as well.
好，接下来我们来唱一首回应诗歌。
Let's use a song of response.
献祭女主。
This is Take My Life and Let It Be.
请用你习惯的语言。
You can sing your tongue fluently.
Take my life and let it be. I'll serve it.